Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an Ask Button question about a reference to the, quote, demon AI in an explanation video.
I'm not exactly sure what video said that or whatnot, but I will say this. When you're doing questions in the demon is learning from your mistakes and your successes. It's learning from how long you take on certain questions. It's learning from when you change answers and so on, and it's trying to figure out how good you are or bad you are at certain parts of the test, and then it turns around and gives you more questions that are slightly above your skill level or at your skill level that target those weaknesses. So that's the demon AI. It's not super, like, magical. It's just trying to learn your skills and then help you improve them.
Yeah, I think the confusion arises because in popular culture now, when people talk about AI, they're frequently referring to large language models like ChatGPT. The demon does not have a large language model. It is not going to be spitting out random stuff, text, like ChatGPT does. But it is artificial intelligence of a sort, or I guess it depends on how you define it. But it is definitely keeping track of your mistakes, and it is feeding you questions that are at a just right level of difficulty for you. It's also selecting the topics that you should be spending your time on. It's taking a lot of the need to make decisions out of your hands. You can still drive if you want. You can still tell it exactly what questions you want to do if that's how you want to do it. But you can also sit back and just say, okay, let's go hit drill and start working on questions. And it'll be feeding you the ones that you should really be working on without you having to think about it. That's what I think of when I hear someone say demon AI. I think another phrase that we could use, and I do believe that we use this now most places on the demon, is that we just call it smart drilling.
Yeah, smart drilling or demon's choice or something like that. Yeah, and I would also like to add that this is why the demon was created. I mean, I was teaching classes in person for years and constantly ran into the problem of, okay, I need a set of problems to give to my class of 60 people that will be useful to all of them. And inevitably, right, there would be high scorers in the class who would find a lot of the questions in the homework set unuseful, right? Not helpful. And then, because they were too easy. And then other people who found the practice set of questions too difficult.
Yeah. I think the second part is the real problem. The first problem, I don't think is that much of a problem, because high scorers do need to be able to just, like, crush easy questions. So if there's a bunch of easy questions in their problem set, I would say, good. Practice getting the easy ones right, because that's where the bulk of your points are coming from in any case, right? The bulk of LSAT questions are, in fact, easy. If you do any timed section, most of them are easy. Mm-hmm. The big problem, though, is people doing questions that are a bit over their head, because if you're struggling in the 130s or 140s, you really need to be looking at just the very easiest questions and focusing on reading them correctly and solving them. Yeah. So demon drilling, it was built for that purpose, though, to let people drill at a good level of challenge for them. And so for that high performing student, they're going to be getting a whole bunch of, like, level 4, level 5 questions so that they miss questions more often, essentially. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise they're just going to never learn anything getting question after question after question after question correct.
Yeah.
You don't learn as much either from getting every single question wrong. That's why the demon adjusts to give you something where you're going to miss about 1 out of 4 questions, right? 1 out of 4, 1 out of 5.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.